Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm Natasha here in the States, and across the way is my girl G. What's up, G?
I'm good. How are you, honey?
Good. So I hear the weather over there is actually it's nice. It's sunny and humid.
Yeah, we had a really good couple of weeks.
Good.
I'm not gonna lie. It was really, really nice. That's beside the point. That is not the point. Did we say this is the That's Not the Point podcast? We did, right?
We did. We've been good at saying it. Yeah.
You have been good at saying it. Whatchamacallit. Yeah. So what's going on with you? How's the weather by you?
The weather's good. It is humid today, although we've been getting some rain because of the storms. But it's good. I don't know. For some people, it's comfortable, right? But it's good. Working, trying to make that money, that paper, and that's about that.
You're making that squirrel. Can I just tell you that you have like really nice shoulders? So.
Oh.
Yeah, like no, those tops really look good for you because it's like really
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah, you have good arms. I have
like a halter back top.
That's cute. I don't hate you. I don't. Hate
no,
you,
good. I don't hate
but...
you.
No, but you have really good shoulders.
Thank you.
No, it's annoying. Anyway, so.
I understand the annoying.
Yeah, right? It's annoying when people are like, oh, and they make complaints. I'm like, please don't ever complain. I hate when you complain about anything, about your physique. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I digress because I'm going to get mad. No.
Women, so what's on your mind today, G? Tell me all about it, girl.
I got a bunch of things on my mind as per usual, but I think, speaking of uplifting women, I don't know if I shared the story with you. A couple of weeks ago, hubby and I were leaving a friend's party. Okay, I had a couple of drinks, fine.
All right.
I was attitude-y, and we didn't want them to take us to the train station because people were drinking or whatever. And I'm like, oh, let's get some exercise and walk to the train station in a city we kind of don't know. And it was early enough, the sun was setting pretty late, and I was like, let's do it. So we did. We're walking, we kind of got lost. When I'm telling him to go right, he goes left or whatever the case was. It turns out he was right, but I didn't like the way he was right, okay?
Right.
So I walked maybe like, I don't know, 5 feet behind him for like 3 minutes until we got to the train station. So we were kind of like separated, and these two girls were sitting on the bench that I wanted to sit on just because they were there, I was mad. And they were speaking German, of course, and they were just minding their business. And they were annoying me because at this point I was just annoyed. And they're giggling and being teenagers. And hubby comes and he tries to stand next to me to kind of apologize, even though he was right, but he tried to fix things. And I'm like, please stay away from me. I'm very angry. Like, I was like, please stay away from me. Just get away from me. And out of nowhere, these two girls in complete, like, perfect English stand up. And they're like, excuse me to him. Excuse me. Do you know her? No, no. And I'm trying to interject, like, girls, it's all good. They're like, no, no, no. Do you know her? Why are you talking to her? And I'm like, oh, snap. I was like, they were like, do you know him? And I was like, nah, nah. He looked at me like, are you crazy? And I was like, no, I'm just kidding, girls. He's my husband.
Aww.
But it was, right? I was really proud.
Good for them, though, for intervening in case, because you never know.
I'm like, is this what the new generation is about? Like, people always talk about Karens and whatnot, but sometimes the Karens are needed to interject because you just never know. If I was being really harassed, these two girls are really putting their bodies in between me and Phil. And he's a tall man, you know, he's a big guy. And they were like, no, not today, you know? It was really awesome. It was crazy.
Aww,
yeah,
that's
they were
nice.
Like, no. Yeah, it was really, really crazy. It was really like they were really brave, and I was glad to see it.
Right, because they didn't know the situation. It could have gone left real quick.
Hello. That's why I'm like, is this what the new generation does? They just get involved because they're not.
I thought the newer generation, or we were in the midst of like everyone like turning a blind eye, like I ain't getting involved. Like I'm not, like I don't know what's that about. Like,
so did I, but I think maybe it's like the what are they? What are, if you're in your teens? What is that called?
Oh, Gen I don't what? Know.
I don't know. One of them letters,
Gen
right?
Gen teen? I don't know.
Gen teen. No, like they were like probably early 20s, late teens, and they were really involved. They stood up with the quickness, so I was really impressed. And
aww,
like, you know, yeah,
shout out to them.
Right? I'm like, oh, that was really cool. And he was like, no, and he was like really appreciative too to the girls. He was like, yeah, good looking out, girls. Like,
Yeah.
he gave him a thumbs up, and that was kind of cool. So I thought that was really sweet and interesting.
Women
But
helping women. I like that topic. I feel like we should feature like like a case like that every week. Like, oh, this woman, like, I don't know, returned my card for me that I left in the ATM or something like that.
that's sweet. You're absolutely right. That's really, really sweet. We should focus on that because women make things happen, to be honest.
Yeah.
So yeah, we should feature that and talk about that because I was really impressed and I was so happy and proud. Like they were like my nieces or something. I was like, okay,
Oh.
look. Yeah, it was kind of sweet. So I really love seeing that. But no, I have a bunch of things in my mind to not to get off topic.
All right,
But
let's go.
I know. The most interesting thing. So we always talk about us being like first generation American and how important that is to us. And I think it like dealing in both worlds, walking into your family in their language, and then walking into the American world is like a different language. So you kind of have like this dual perspective. And I think it makes people more empathetic. I have a
Yeah.
lot of things in my head. So I found it so funny because it was more funny than anything, an article about Southern accents like disappearing, excuse me, in the South. Have you ever heard this?
I haven't, other than the article that you sent me, which, so it's interesting. And which, by the way, do you think I sound like I have an accent?
Sometimes
Sometimes, okay.
when you're upset, you get a really Long Island accent.
Okay.
Yeah, you emphasize certain words. Like, I'm not gonna ask him that, I'm not gonna do that, like, things like this. This is when you get upset, and sometimes when you're really upset, a little Queens comes out of you.
Oh yeah,
So,
no, that, yeah, like I can,
yeah, when the Queens come out, I'm like, oh, she needs a breather. So,
yeah.
yeah, I love it. I love when you sound like Leah Remini. That's like my favorite. It's my favorite. I'm like, oh, she mad. But it's so cool. But no, I love like when I like overhear you talking to like, work-wise, you sound so like it's amazing. You sound so nice and tranquil and sweet. But it's cool. I love that. I'm just loud all the time. So I feel like yes, I have an accent, but also sometimes I people ask me where I'm from all the time here. They're not sure what state I'm from. They just know I'm American. And depending on who it is, either I'm like I'm American and I leave it at that, or I'm like I'm Caribbean American, or I get more specific Haitian American. And so like it just depends who's asking, because sometimes I'm like sometimes people may not even know my that small little country over there. So I just, it just depends on who asks. But the whole thing with the Southern accent was like so funny to me because we're New Yorkers, we're New Englanders, whatever you want to call it. We're from the up north. And I know for a fact that we have a thing about people in the South and we think we speak better than them, or in turn, a little bit better. No, I mean, I'm being real here. And there's, right? I mean, there are some times when, like, and I hate to say it, but I don't want my people coming for me, but like, I love sometimes a Southern drawl. And I've seen Gone with the Wind a bunch of times before I realized it was problematic. But I like those kind of like speeches, like Clark Gable, that's his name, right? That he gave to Scarlett, it was like sexy to me. That Southern drawl is kind of sexy. Sometimes, and like Matthew McConaughey Southern accent is real sexy, but it also depends on which South you're from. Also, Louisiana South, like New Orleans, is so hot to me. Okay, like the gumbo and the whole thing. Oh, that is so hot,
I love
right?
me a good y'all. I can't get away with it. The other day I broke out a darling, like with one of my residents. I was like, darling, I'll help you look at find it in your drawer. And I was like, 'cause she was just so like sweet and dainty and cute. And I was like, oh, darling, I'll help you.
Right?
So I appreciate it. But so what do they attribute the disappearance of the accent? Like just a lot of people migrating away from certain regions or like relocating?
That's what they said. Some of these articles were saying that the decline began like in the 60s. So a lot of people were leaving the farms to go to colleges and things like that. And I guess when you go up north to school, you're around a bunch of like New Englanders or people from different regions of the country, and
Yeah.
just being in their presence. And I feel like if you kind of went to like those, you know, Ivy Leagues, is that, you know, or like those kind of schools, I feel like it must have been difficult to have a southern accent or a big southern drawl around like people from Connecticut, you know, and like people dumbed it down. That's not the right word. Or kind of modified their accent, you know, to fit in somewhere, because people do have this, not preconceived, but I guess that's the word. Like they just think that southern people are just, you know, just different than northern people. And I think that's so funny. I was listening to a podcast with Steve Colbert, who I love.
I love him so
You know,
much.
he's from, where's he from, Georgia,
Is
something
he?
like that. Yeah. And there and some, who was it with, I
But he
forgot
doesn't
who.
have an accent, does he?
That's exactly that. So he
Right,
said
he
when
doesn't.
he was like, he looked around, and it wasn't to be like downing where he was from. He was just like, I looked around and I looked at the newscasters on television and like people who had like, you know, the news people, the entertainers on TV, none of them had an accent like the people he was growing up with. And he said success comes with this way you speak. So he had start changing his accent since he was young. And I felt like, oh no. Oh no, Steve Colbert. I felt like
Yeah.
that was weird. Like I felt that that was kind of sad that he felt like he had to do that at such a young age. He was like, nah, there's nothing here. You know?
Right.
Like, which is funny. And it made me think, I don't know why. I mean, the Black Southern drawl from whichever state is so different. It's like a different thing. I'm just generalizing Southern accents, because the Black Southern accent, the country Southern accent, depending by region, is completely different. And I think it's as strong as ever. And it's in the music even more now, which that's a separate topic. But do you remember a comedian, Larry the Cable Guy?
Yes.
Remember he had like the trucker hat and he had like the whole situation. When I found out like that's a fake accent, I was like, okay, so you use this to like get out a certain demo, you know? I thought that was really interesting. Like he manipulated his accent so he could kind of fit in with the country folk, like with the way he dressed and the way he talked. Like it kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you know what I mean? I think that's kind of manipulative, and I think that's messed up. What do
Just
you
to
think?
like appeal to like a certain audience.
Right? Because I feel like, oh, if he spoke properly, or because like I've heard him speak like broken English or whatever you want, a country English, to like be like y'all this and y'all that, and I'm sitting here like he doesn't speak like this. So like he really was playing them. Like you guys are paying money to see someone kind of make fun. I don't think he was making fun, as more like to be on their level, which seems like, you know what I'm saying? That I don't like. This is like disingenuous, just disingenuous. What's that word? Yeah,
I think it could be
that
either or.
one. Either, oh, thank you. I got one. So, like, you know, I think it's so messed up that you would do that to manipulate your audience. That to me is shady as hell. So, whatever he's doing out there, I just thought, like, I always think about that. But different, like, Southern music. I know St. Louis is not the South, but when Nelly and all them were coming out with their songs, like there was a time in the early aughts where a lot like Ludacris and all those like Southern rappers were coming out, and I was like, oh, I love that. It sounds like mystical. All these people, you know, what was it, Back That Ass, Show Me What You're Working With? Who sang that one? You remember that? But and that to me was so dope, because you know, us being from, you know, New York and stuff, we had our own hip hop going. And that was happening simultaneously, and I was so glad that it was brought up. And I feel like we've talked about this before, because I would always be like, Outkast is one of my favorite R&B, my favorite rap artist of all time. I think the both of them together, separately, whatever, I think they're amazing. And I don't think they get enough credit because they're from the South, because they're from Atlanta. Honestly, I feel like their sound is so unique. And people discredit them because they're Southern, and people just have this fixated thing about the Southern accent. And I'm like, don't lose good parts of it. Like when people say, oh, bless your heart, bless his heart. You've heard the people say this. And it's, you, right? It's like, oh, bless his heart. And you're like, oh, like I would see someone holding a pie when they say something like that. No? It seems like
Yeah,
something,
no, I think
right?
there's like an appreciation and a charm to it. So hopefully it's not being lost forever.
Oh, I love Matthew McConaughey. I don't want him to lose his accent. I think that accent is hot on him. So I
Yeah,
think
it is.
he's from Louisiana.
You know what? I don't know.
I feel like he is.
He
I feel
might
like he's one
be.
of them Baton Rouge boys or something. I don't know. I make things up. I make things up constantly.
We don't have
But
a
you know
fact checker. Fact check that,
what?
Norman.
Yeah, someone get on that. Hey, Rosie. That's our new assistant's name. She doesn't exist, but we, anyway. But you know what? We should take a break. We should take a
Let's take
break.
a break.
Yeah, and come right back and talk about how much we love the Southern accent or
Yes.
something else altogether.
Yes.
Great news. You can now follow That's Not the Point on Twitter, X, or whatever it's called now. Plus, drop us a line at notthepointpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Sorry.
And we're back. So when we last left off, we were talking about the sudden decline. I guess it's like somewhat sudden decline of like Southern accents, right?
Do you think Southern men like Southern accents are cool? You never answered
You
me.
know
Did
what?
I
I've
ask you?
actually never met anyone with a
Yeah.
Southern accent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Accents in general, like I'm not easily, I don't easily fall prey to accents in general. I think it depends. More the sound of their voice. But yeah, like I'm not like, oh, a French accent or Italian accent. Like that doesn't do it for me.
Ooh, French accent is hot as hell.
I know so many people.
I would like to see you again. How do I call you? You know, it's like, oh, they're always like searching for words and it's
Right.
amazing. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love a good Latin accent. Italian accent, don't forget about it. It's a mess. It's a mess. I'm a mess. It's a disaster. It's a disaster.
Disaster.
It's a disaster. But I don't care what nobody says. People never think that German accents are hot. But my husband's accent is so cute.
Yes.
For like, it's so cute. You hear him talk. It's
Yeah.
cute to me. I just love it. And I feel I must really love him because sometimes I listen to this accent. I'm just like, all right. But for him, it works. It really, really works. It's cute. It's a part of his whole thing. So I really do love it. I love accents. I love being from the Caribbean. I love trying to figure out other people from the Caribbean. I mean, Haitian people are very distinct accent, but like once it starts getting down to like Barbados and like okay, the other B one. Oh my God. Barbados. Why I keep saying Barbados? I'm blocked. Anyway, all the other places with the English speaking ones are like always confusing to me. I'm just like, wait, I know you're from one of the islands, but I love North American accents. And I love like when it becomes Americanized, you know? I really do. I do. Like, I love how certain words just get Americanized. What do you call it? Like, not, like New Yorkians speak a certain kind of like Spanish, Spanglish that I love. I miss Big Pun.
Oh,
Sorry, that was random.
that
Sorry.
was random.
Yo, I have to tell you a story about Big Pun and my homegirl, but
Of
that's not
course
the point.
you
Yes, hold that, put a pin in that
do.
one. We haven't been on that for a minute, but yeah, I mean, New York is a really small place, man, and I
It
feel like right in the early 2000s, everybody was like on the cusp of like doing something, and it was crazy. But that's not the point. The point is,
is.
I came across this thing. What did we talk about last episode? We talked about it was like a phenomenon.
Oh, the burnt
The
toast theory.
burnt toast theory and how like things are not meant for you. Don't go this way. Don't you'll be late for work for a reason.
Right.
Now, I don't know. Sometimes you're just scrolling around and I came across this thing called the Barnum effect. And so I had to consult with you because it's actually a real thing, right?
Yes, psychology phenomenon. And I'll read it to you. It's the tendency to accept certain information as true, such as character assessments or horoscopes, even when the information is so vague as to be worthless.
Right.
And we do
I
that
do.
all the time. We read horoscopes. So you can read it. You could just like scroll through and randomly pick any horoscope and be like, oh, that shit applies to me. Or, oh,
Right.
that's like, oh, yeah, you know, or not, like maybe not all the time. But I think that's essentially what it refers to, that we apply general information to ourselves. when it could be real, when it's really interpreted as like vague or neutral.
Oh, I do that with weather. If I don't feel like going somewhere, I'm like, oh, the weather's just for me. It's
Right.
raining.
That means something.
That means something. It's a sign not supposed to go out or something, which is kind of blurry when you put it that way. But horoscope is probably the best way to describe it. And it's so crazy because it's like, whenever like I'm going through something and I'm having a hard time making a decision, I'll hop onto my favorite horoscope website that I
You
used to
will?
go. I used to, like, if I really had trouble, and sometimes, like a big decision, I'd go on that thing, and that particular day, it would tell me exactly what I needed to hear. And for me, it felt really specific. And I could, like, it's maybe it's wishful thinking, but this particular site, if I could remember the name, I do know the name. I don't want to say it, but they were so accurate. I'm not even joking, yo.
Really?
Like I don't believe in astrology, but it was like, hey,
You gotta
today.
send that to me today. I'm curious to read my
No,
horoscope.
no,
No?
no, no, no.
Okay. All
I'll
right.
send it to you next week.
Okay.
No, I'll send it to you next week. But no, it was like so particular. It felt like the thing that was happening, like what's going on with me. But I'm like, did I want that? Did I want to see that from this paragraph? Like, my birthday says do this and do that, because everybody's like, oh, your horoscope is not your sun sign, your moon sign, and all that kind of stuff. So your sign may not even be your sign. So I'm like, now I'm confused. But for me, even things like, oh, I didn't believe in it because I'm on the cusp. I'm on a cusp. So I didn't want to believe in signs anyway, because I'm like, which one am I? But the older I got, I felt like I tend to lean towards one sign more than the other. But I'm like, am I purposely like making myself or developing a personality or continuing within this personality because I think I'm this sign? Because like I'm part Gemini, like it's my heritage, but I'm part Gemini, right? So I feel like, oh, they're outgoing, whatever. But a lot of people would say I'm outgoing. But sometimes I'm very introspective and I'm quiet like a Cancer, and I just don't want to be bothered. So which is it, you know? But Geminis have dual personalities. It just never ends, okay? But are you a perfectionist, like your sign would suggest?
Yes and no. Because I feel like not across the board am I a perfectionist. And I feel like the things that I do are by no means what I would consider to be perfect, but I do like things regimented and orderly. And I try to get things done as best as possible. But like having said that, there's a lot of things that like fall by the wayside that I'm like, eh, I'll get to it tomorrow, or I'll, you know. So I don't know. I would say like I am probably, if I had to think of it like in terms of like two poles, like being a perfectionist and a non-perfectionist, I'm probably more towards the perfectionist end.
Yeah. I mean, to accomplish what you've accomplished at such a young age, I think there's a little perfectionism
No,
in
you
there.
just have to
No?
like be like
Diligent? Yeah.
diligent and like work hard, like
Yeah.
you know, be able to like take on stuff, but like no, I don't think you have to be a perfectionist at all, like or
No?
even I don't think so.
All right. So I had that all wrong.
Shut
Jeez. Let me cross that on my
that
list.
down real
Yeah.
quick.
Seriously, she
No.
was like, no,
Moving
not at all.
on, moving on
I just
anyway.
X this on my paper. No, but I really do think that it's interesting, because even the name of the term Barnum effect, I was thinking Barnum and Bailey,
Yeah, the
Bart,
origin, I don't know. You were telling me that.
really quickly, they said yes, it came from the circus, like the circus act. So I'm assuming, I didn't go into too much detail, but I'm assuming because they had fortune tellers, with the big crystal balls or whatever, and they were like, you sit down, let me read your fortune. So yes, she doesn't know shit. She's giving you like really vague, like whatever, nondescript not nondescriptive, but like really vague predictions that really could apply to anyone, So I found that funny that they used it from coming from the circus. So I just think sometimes we're so into ourselves, and even something like weather, even like something like, it really, the universe is telling me something. I think that's a part of it too. But do I think that that's wrong? That's another question. Is it wrong to think that the universe is speaking to you? Because for if you're religious, you're spiritual, you believe in a higher power, whatever the case is, chances are the higher power is not going to tap you on the shoulder and tell you exactly what to do, but they send you signs. And I think that in retrospect, you're like, oh, I felt like at this moment in time, there was a sign or something like this. You could feel that. Sometimes it's intuitive and you feel like, oh, there, this was a sign that this was supposed to happen or that is supposed to happen. Sometimes I like to think about it in retrospect because when you're in it, you're just like, I see nothing, but sometimes, I think the higher powers do send you a sign because ain't nobody send you a telegram. Telegram, like directly, this is what you're supposed to do. But when people say like the universe led me to this, I totally believe in that. And a lot of people would think that's vague and dumb, but I don't. Like I think all collectively, our energies are real, and I think that could go left or they could go right, And putting it focused towards one thing, one goal, things can happen. And things could happen in the opposite direction too. But yeah, the universe does speak to you. Do you think the universe speaks to you? Has
I mean, I
spoken to
would
you?
love if the universe spoke to me. I mean, I'm a big believer in, well, that's not true. Like, I'm religious and, like, I have my statues and my rosary beads that I carry and things like that. It's not like I'm like praying or like on my knees like throughout the day. And that sounds a little like religiously insensitive, not meaning it in that way at all. But I do appreciate, and I think I am jealous of the people that are like find meaning in things that they like it gives them like conviction and like, oh my gosh, and I can go on, whether it's like religion or a higher power or just like signs throughout the universe that they come across. I don't know. I think whatever helps you stay positive and get through the day is a good thing, I don't think it needs to like border on delusional, but yeah, so like I don't feel like I don't look for signs and I don't think I get signs from the universe, but I do have like my good luck charms and things. And if I see a penny, I try to think like, okay, maybe that was my good karma or
That's good. No, I mean, in some way or form, you do because you pray. So that is looking to the universe. It's not the same name, but the universe beings, you are looking for a sign. So I think like in some level, yes, you're looking for answers from the higher power, which is really cool. Sometimes I want to be receptive to the universe because everything has a pattern and it comes for a reason. So I do believe in some way I believe do you believe that people could be like clairvoyant or non or no?
I don't know. So it's funny because I was going to bring this up before we have to wrap up. I did go to a medium once when I was much younger, and she was kind of dead on, but I was like, how? I mean, you could have done research and found that out, but it was like very, and not to get like heavy and emotional, but it was very heavy and emotional. Yeah, and
Really?
she was like dead on about like up until the point where up until the night that my mom passed away, like she was very visual, very like very descriptive. Called me out right away. I was like crying even before like she identified me because I was like so nervous and anxious. Like I was just like But then I'm thinking, like, you could do research, right? You could find out, like, why people go there, like, who significantly, who was significant in their life that passed. And you could, I mean, there's ways to be, like, dubious about, like, oh, really? Like, so I don't know that I entirely believe in, like, mediums or things like that. But I mean, it was on, like, it was dead on.
Oh, we have to. I'm gonna hear all about this. We have to dedicate a whole episode to psychics because I had an experience as well, but I didn't know that.
That was a long time ago, but
That's crazy. But no, I know we got to wrap it up, but we're gonna continue this next episode or next couple episodes. We'll get back to this. I definitely put a pin in that because I want to hear more about it. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode and give you something to think about. Maybe that's a sign too, that you should look for signs,
Yes,
right,
all
guys?
about signs today.
All about the signs. All right, cool. So yeah, man, red light, green light. All
One,
the
two,
signs.
three.
One, two, three. You know? So listen, so good to see you.
Good to see you as always. Thank
Yeah.
you. Very uplifting today.
Oh, good, good,
Yeah.
good. Me
All
too. Now
good.
I'm gonna really be looking for signs. I'm gonna go
Yeah,
outside and
me too. I'm flipping over every penny I see, man.
yeah, I'm gonna go look for a rainbow and whatnot. May rainbows come your way to all
Yes,
of
and
y'all.
your way too. Yes,
Thank
likewise.
you.
All
Talk to you
right,
soon.
G. Talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.
Bye.